Edgar Vincent from Auburn University.
Good afternoon. My name is Edgar Vincent. I'm extension fruit specialist at the Chilton Research and Extension Center in Alabama. And I, along with my colleagues, will present to you the efficacy of hydrogen cyanamide in inducing bud break in harvester peach. We had a particularly challenging year this year, having a late season drought and early season freeze and a severe lack of chill. So this provided an excellent opportunity for us to look at some of the efficacy of hydrogen cyanamide. So as you know, most dormant trees require a certain exposure to chill. These, depending on the model being used, this range could be anywhere from 10 degrees C to minus 2 degrees. And we also know that when trees receive sufficient chilling, they don't require as much heating units in order to break dormancy. We also know that when buds have a lack of chill and their development is hindered, not only do we have reduced fruit set, but we also have the opportunity for death of trees, which is what we've experienced this year with a lack of a leaf surface area in some orchards. And you probably can't see it very well here, but that is a grower's orchard, and that picture was taken in mid-April. And it looks more like late December. All right, but there are some methods in breaking dormancy. There's physical methods. An example of this is evaporative cooling. There's chemical methods, which is what I'm speaking on today, the use of hydrogen cyanamide, and also a combination of the two, physical and chemical. And an example of this is hydrogen cyanamide and evaporative cooling. So we wanted to determine the most effective rate and timing of application of hydrogen cyanamide in inducing bud break in harvester peach. But there is one caveat to the study, and that is that Ethifon was used in the study with the notion of delaying bud break. We're plagued with late season or early season freezes, and it's Ethifon is used to delay bud break. And the initial objective in the study was to determine the effects of hydrogen cyanamide on bud development on trees previously treated with Ethifon. So Ethifon was applied to a block of harvester peach trees on November 15th. And I also want to mention that these Ethifon is applied usually in the fall, long before a clear picture of the chill hour accumulation is determined. So Ethifon was applied, and then we had four treatments of hydrogen cyanamide. We had 0.5%, 1%, 2%, and 4%. And these were applied at 550 chill, 620 chill, and 670 chill hours, corresponding to 73%, 83%, and 86%, respectively, of the harvester chill hour requirement. And the Weinberger chill hour model was used. All right, so one thing that we did was to determine the effects on floral development. We looked at the number of flower buds per centimeter of shoot, number of flower buds of each stages 2 through 8, per Chapman Catlin 1976. We did this by selecting 4 shoots per tree, 30 centimeters to 60 centimeters in length, 2 meters to 2.5 meters from the ground. Buds were counted each week from March 20th through April 11th. We had a non-treated control, which did not receive Ethifon or hydrogen cyanamide, and also an Ethifon control that just received Ethifon and no hydrogen cyanamide. The bud development for our statistical analysis, Ethifon treated control was used in comparison, and for the yield analysis, both controls were used. We followed a randomized complete block design with five single tree replications. And here is a pictorial description of Chapman Catlin 1976. We have swollen bud, stage two, all the way down to stage five, which is full open bloom, down to stages seven and eight, which are our fruit set stages. We looked at harvest. We harvested four times between June 16th and June 30th. We looked at total marketable yield. We also looked at some size categories, but I won't be presenting those to you today. We also looked at button fruit set number, and that's, if you don't know, button fruit, when the for some reason the pit often dies and the development of the fruit is arrested, and it's a very small unmarketable fruit. The SAS statistical software was used. Trends were determined using orthogonal polynomials with simulated method, and least square means comparisons using the simulated method was used in the bud development analyses. These were within chill hour treatments and also among chill hours for each bud stage. That's stages 2 through 8. Also for the yield analysis, we used the least square means among chill hours for each concentration when we compared non-treated control and the ethaphon control to the remaining treatments. Also when we compared the two controls, the non-treated and the ethaphon controls. Here's our ANOVA. There was a significance in chill hour. Bud stage was significant. There was also a significant interaction between chill hour and bud stage, and also between concentration and bud stage. Here we have the effects of Bud Pro on the number of buds of each bud stage at 550, 620 and 670 chill hour accumulation treatments. And we cannot make comparisons among these treatments, but what I wanted to call your attention to was the dominant bud stage development, and that is stage two. In the blue, I wish I had a pointer here, but stage two in the blue, did the mouse, oh, okay, oh good. Okay. If I can get it on here. But, you know, that's okay. Oh, there we go. In the control, we have bud swell, and then there's everything else that were equal. But what I wanted to call your attention to was the fact that the dominant stage in the ethaphon treatments here, not ethaphon, hydrogen cyanamide treatments, you see a diminishing presence of that dominant stage, and you have more flowers at open flower or fully open bloom, also at petal fall, and they're equivalent to the dominant stage of bud swell. Also here I have the comparison, of the effects of chill hour accumulation at each bud stage. And when this was done, bud stage five, which is the fully open flower stage, and bud stage six showed any significance. So on the y-axis, we have number of buds per shoot, per centimeter of shoot of bud stage five, and the chill hour accumulated treatments in the x-axis. And you can see that when Bud Pro was applied at 550, 620, or 670 chill hours, it provided significantly more flowers at the open flower stage compared to the ethaphon treated control. Likewise, in stage six or petal fall, we had ethaphon applied at 620 chill hours, resulted in significantly more flowers at petal fall than at either of the other chill hour treatments and the control. And here we have the in the x-axis we have increasing concentrations of Bud Pro or hydrogen cyanamide. That's the commercial name, and bud shoot number. This essentially saying stage seven is one of our fruit set stages. And as you can see, as the hydrogen cyanamide concentration increases, the fruit set increases. Also in terms of yield, we have the six bud pro applied or hydrogen cyanamide applied at 670 chill hours, of course, gave us the most effect. When bud pro was applied at 670 chill at 4%, we found that we had significantly more yield compared to both controls. That's the ethaphon and the non-treated control. Okay, now we're at bud number, number of button fruit, which is unmarketable fruit, and you can see that the 2% and the 4% concentrations gave us fewer button fruit. Statistically fewer button fruit when compared to the both non-treated control and the ethaphon treated control. And there's no statistical difference between those two controls. So in conclusion, Bud Pro applied at the approximately 70% of the required chill accumulation was the least effective. Bud Pro applied at any stage provided us buds that were more in the more latter stage bud development than if Bud Pro was not used, including the ethaphon treated trees. Also, Bud, as you can remember, might remember in the graph that I showed, that Bud Pro, as Bud Pro increased, fruit set increased. Wrong way. Okay, in terms of yield, Bud Pro applied at 4%, which was the highest percent at the highest chill accumulation. Was the most effective, and also the higher the chill accumulation and the higher the concentration of the Bud Pro, it provided the most significance in chill in the yield. So some questions: how much of this is the effect of ethaphon? Did it somehow condition the trees to withstand the high rates of hydrogen cyanamide? 4% in peaches is pretty high. And a lot of growers, if you can get them to apply 1%, you're doing good. A half percent is what a lot of them like to apply, maybe 1.5 at the max, due to phytotoxicity concerns. So the question is, should these high rates be used? And again, is it economically feasible? The yields that we got, even though the high rate of Bud Pro and the late chill and the most chill gave us the most yield, is that economically feasible? Those yields weren't very high. We're talking, 25 kilograms per tree. And normally we get maybe 70 kilograms per tree or more. So these studies will continue. This study will continue minus the ethaphon treatment, and we have a series of tests scheduled on some newly planted trees to give us a fresh start. So acknowledgments. Just like to thank the Chilton Research and Extension Center personnel, the director James Pitts, the associate director Matthew Price, and all of the staff there. Without them, I could not do the work that I do. And also to Dr. J. Raymond Kessler for statistical assistance. Questions? I'm sorry? Yeah, the highest rate that we accumulated for the treatment trees was 670, and I'll have to go back to my records. We didn't receive much more than that. The trees. Yeah, at least 86%. Yes.
Thank you. Uh-huh.